Charlotte, please go.
So our first speaker this evening will be Cheryl S., who will speak to us on Tradition 11. Cheryl, the next 15 minutes are yours. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Charlotte. My name is Cheryl with the C. I'm from Central Florida Intergroup Region 8. I appreciate you asking me to be here. Thank you very much. Thank you for allowing me to be of service. Oh, okay. I became an Overeaters Anonymous member in 1997. I was 100 pounds overweight. I did lose 100 pounds in 2 years. After 10 years or more of abstinence, I did relapse. I worked hard to get my abstinence back, and now I am over a year abstinence, and it feels very good. In relapse, I felt so unloved and unlovable. I wanted abstinence again very hard. I was blessed with an abstinent sponsor. OA works. It's the only thing that's worked in my lifetime. I think I'll stay here. Thank you. Our tradition 11 on page 157 in the OA 12 and 12, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. In Overeater, the spiritual principle is anonymity. In Overeaters Anonymous, we have no stars. We have no celebrities. We have a service structure. We are so different from any weight loss program. We help each other to help our own recovery and to do the will of our higher power. We use public media such as websites, radio, television, and newspapers and video and displays at health fairs to provide factual information about Overeaters Anonymous. When I speak to the public about Overeaters Anonymous, I do not use my name. We do not use celebrities to endorse Overeaters Anonymous. We do not use persuasion. We use the media in a non-professional way. It allows OA to attract those who are ready to take the advantages of what we have to offer. And also, when we leave this choice up to the individual, we are allowing God to enter in. It's God's power to decide when someone is ready to join. It's not up to me. I am in Overeaters Anonymous because I was a control freak and I, needed some humility, and I'm not in charge, and I needed to practice that. And the 11th tradition, allows me to do that. All right. In respecting the 11th tradition, we respect the right of others to choose OA for themselves. We tell the public that what OA is, how it works, and where we meet. We do not publish before and after pictures of our members in the media. Individuals maintain their personal anonymity when they speak. If a member does write a book, has an interview, appear in a newspaper, on the radio, or TV broadcast, we do not use our names or photos or have our faces shown. We do not use our last names. We honor the 11th tradition in this way. The emphasis is on Overeaters Anonymous, not ourselves. In dealing with the media, we have the obligation to explain anonymity in the 11th tradition. We can't just assume they know what our anonymity, tradition is. We ask the media to not show our faces or our full names. When we write for newspapers or in books, we use our first name only and last initial. It is our duty to maintain the personal anonymity of all OA members. The 11th tradition emphasizes spirituality. It puts God in charge. It encourages us to practice humility. Overeaters Anonymous is a pride Buster, you know, we work on our recovery from the inside out. It's an inside job. It's a spiritual recovery along with the physical. I came into OA to lose weight, but now I stay for my sanity. I want to feel that I am, you know, doing the right thing. OA teaches us not to use promotion, but to use service. I have to apologize. I maybe don't have as much information for you as I would like, because I found out about an hour ago that I would be here. In Central Florida, we do have a website, and we do have a webmaster. Do have a Facebook page that we maintain, and those are two of the ways that people find out about Overeaters Anonymous. We're having kind of a crisis right now because our web provider has changed the software, and I'm sure a lot of you understand that before more than I do. And so our webmaster is having to learn how to use a new software and not being able to update the website until that happens. And Central Florida Intergroup has served at health fairs at the community colleges here and for a national meeting of doctors. We use the World Service booth and poster. And I did go down there. It's a bit of a distance from where I live, but I was happy to do some service. And it did teach me, you know, a lot about going to any length, because I'm not really one that likes to drive in the tourist region of our beautiful city. Those are some of the things that I wanted to share, and that went really fast. So I still have almost 10 minutes. Wow. Okay. All right. One of the ways which we promote OA is through different committees that we have. There's public information and public outreach. And that we have done in one way by going to the library and putting a newsletter or some kind of flyer in library books. I don't know how the library likes that. And when Lifeline was being published, we were encouraged to take the Lifeline to our doctors so that the word would get out that way. And I would give information sheets to my doctors, and I actually did have one doctor refer people to me, but unfortunately, they did not, you know, call on me to, they did not stay. They did not join Overeaters Anonymous, but they are free to do that. God works through us, and whatever happens, we accept. All right. Those who ignore our 11th tradition cause damage to OA's spirit of fellowship, which is essential to our healing. Attraction rather than promotion is good for us and essential for the OA fellowship. Our individual recovery, as well as group unity and effectiveness, depends on this unusual type of public relations. The 11th tradition is based on faith in our program and in that power greater than ourselves that guides compulsive overeaters to our doors. All we have to do is let the facts about OA and its principles be known. We can depend on our higher power and this program to attract those who can benefit by what OA has to offer. When we maintain our tradition of anonymity, we ensure that Overeaters Anonymous remains a spiritual fellowship supporting all of us in our recovery. And thank you for letting me share, and hopefully you'll be able to fill in my time. Thank you.